Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's the future of personalized medicine, and veterans are invited to take the lead. A $25 million donation by T. Denny Sanford and a financial match from Sanford Health hopes to bring no-cost genetic testing to 250,000 of America's veterans. David Pierce is president for research and innovation for Sanford. We spoke Thursday on the phone about the partnership between Sanford and the Department of Veterans Affairs. And we're talking about this new partnership between VA and Sanford Health. And tell me first, before we get into the details of it, if you will, if there is any kind of history of partnership between these two organizations and some of the challenges of a public-private partnership like this.
Yeah, I think there really wasn't much of a history other than the fact that Sanford Health and Sanford Research, are growing their reputation in clinical delivery, and then partnering in, taking novel research approaches and developing new types of clinical applications. I mean, that's what research is. Research should be, what underlies the future of standard of care. And I think through a series of conversations between Sanford Health and others, that it became obvious that what we were doing here for our patients was something that, our veterans could benefit from.
All right, let's talk about the core of what exactly is going to happen. Explain pharmacogenetics first.
Yeah, pharmacogenetics is that we're all different. We know that. We have different color eyes, different color hair, we're more susceptible to different diseases based on our differences. So pharmacogenetics is, we know we're different, so that means also if you take a drug for a treatment, then maybe we will metabolize it differently. We know we metabolize foods differently. We could all eat the same foods and not necessarily end up looking alike or having the same weight. So an analogy I like to use is if you watch TV now, you'll see a plethora of TV ads for new drugs that are on the market for a variety of things, and they will list a variety of potential side effects, whether it's dry mouth or constipation or whatever. Well, telling you is the drug is probably treating your underlying condition, which has been marketed for, but the side effect is the fact that you'll probably either have too much or too little of that particular drug because your liver is metabolizing it at different rates. So if you slowly metabolize the drug, then it may be accumulating and causing that side effect. If you're fast metabolizing that drug and breaking it down, you may not be getting the therapeutic effect for the period of time that you would like. So that's one context of it, but of course, what the real part of pharmacogenetics is identifying the right drug to treat whatever malady that you actually have.
How long has it been a field of study? How advanced is it right now?
So there's a national guideline that reports through the federal government called the CPIC guidelines, and really it's this: is you hear about the human genome, that we have 3.2 billion base pairs, or a genetic code of 3.2 billion letters, and we're exploring that. Researchers and clinicians across the world are exploring what does that code actually mean in a variety of different contexts. So as changes in that code are discovered in certain genes or components of the genome, it's a question of whether that they are responsible for changing the metabolism of certain drugs. Just like we know certain changes can cause cancer or certain changes can cause inherited disease. So as gene discovery continues, we understand more and more through association studies. I mean, that's how you identify if someone has a cancer or if they have an inherited disease. Through these association studies now, that we're beginning to realize that people metabolize drugs very differently.
Mm. All right, so for clarity, 250,000 veterans to begin with, a large financial donation from T. Denny Sanford matched by Sanford Health. How does it begin? How does the program begin to roll out? What does it look like for veterans in America?
Yeah, so this that particular portion of the program, which is using what we call the Sanford chip, has a cohort of what these approved CPIC guidelines are in terms of certain inherited diseases and the metabolism of certain drugs. So we've been doing that for our patients under the program called Imagine Genetics now for several months. and have had a lot of success in making sure, you know, our patients are indeed on the right drug or may actually have inherited types of cancers, such as a type of colon cancer called Lynch syndrome. So operationally, we're just taking that and expanding that out. And Sanford Labs that run that particular chip will then, you know, start obviously within our footprint and then spread out in terms of as we partner more and more of the VA and the hospitals that they would like us to work with and offering it to veterans across the nation.
All right. So it begins in North Carolina. Does it come to the Sioux Falls area? Does it come to South Dakota at some point?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I mean, so you know, right now, I mean, if you're in South Dakota, you know, you can come to Sanford and we will run that chip for you. And then obviously, through the VA, we're already working with it. We'll be working with the VA here in Sioux Falls. The North Carolina component is actually separate. That's a separate study called the PHASER study, where two investigators at Duke and the VA in North Carolina are very interested in understanding how opioids in particular are applied for the treatment of cancer. So obviously cancer comes with a lot of pain and you may be prescribed with opioids and opioids are metabolized differently. Some people don't respond very well to opioids at all, so you would probably want to give them an NSAID to manage that pain. So that study there is we will be doing the pharmacogenetic analysis of a group of veterans in that footprint to understand are they getting the right drug. And then also the other part of it is that we know there's an opioid epidemic in many respects, but also opioids, you know, have the potential to cause long-term harm to the cardiovascular system. So one of the cardiologists there who's very experienced in this will be, you know, studying these patients to see if we can minimize the cardiovascular effects of taking these drugs.
All right. So I want to, maybe I have, for clarity, I'm a veteran, so I live here in Sioux Falls, so I can go down to Sanford. Where do I begin? I'm interested in this. What do I do first?
So first of all, I would go to we have a Department of Veteran Affairs, So that would be one portal that you could just come into, and or you could go, if you wanted a little bit more information just on the chip to start with, go to the Imagine Genetics. But basically, I mean, I'm embarrassed. I can't give you the phone numbers off the top of my head, but if you were to call into our Department of Veteran Affairs and identify yourself as a veteran, you just saw this announcement, you'd want to participate in this, you would be connected. And it's a simple, you would come into the Imagine Genetics building at Sanford Labs for a quick blood draw, and then they would isolate your DNA from that, and you would get the results in a few weeks' time.
All right. So what am I expecting from those results? What are they going to tell me that I'm going to be able to understand?
That's a great question. So, yes, we have a series of skilled individuals called genetic counselors who explain this to people. So for that, on that Sanford chip, we would explain to you there are 59 different disease associations right now that have been approved through these guidelines by the American Academy of Medical Genetics. So what does that actually mean? It means that we have to be absolutely sure if these changes in your DNA or the changes in your genetics actually do underlie a condition. So these ACMG59 can potentially identify if you are at risk to a heritable cancer or if you are at risk to certain cardiac events because of, you know, different abnormalities in the heart. In terms of the pharmacogenetics, you would be informed as to whether you metabolize certain drugs like opioids or blood thinners appropriately. So if you were to be prescribed one of those types of drugs, you would be given the right drug and also the right dosing regimen. So in other words, you know, if you were, for example, you know, having thicker blood and were susceptible maybe to a stroke, we would put you on a blood thinner. And we would know which of the blood thinners that are out there because they have different modes of actions that you would be prescribed.
All right. So I take this information with me. And then if I'm already doctoring at the VA or I'm doctoring at some other organization, do I get to take it wherever I go? Or does that stay in the Sanford Health System?
No, that's the beauty of our partnership with the VA is that it goes into the electronic medical record with the VA. Obviously, if you're a Sanford patient, we've already built in how it works with our electronic medical record. But as part of the build with the VA right now is putting that information. So the physician, so for example, with the pharmacogenetic testing, it may not be that you would be prescribed one of these drugs today, mm-hmm. but if in the future you were to be prescribed, it would pop up onto the electronic medical record and say, hey, this is the drug or the drug you should or shouldn't be giving the patient.
All right. So can you take it to a doctor if you go to Avera?
Of course.
Okay.
There's really no reason why you couldn't do that.
All right. So now let's talk about what happens from a research perspective now that I've given, you know, I've gotten my personal benefit out of it, which, you know, may reveal itself years from now. What is the research benefit? What happens to my sample?
So the sample is done just for clinical testing. So there is an option where you can give a separate blood sample for research purposes, where it would be, as we are discovering, could we use the data that we find to understand better the frequency of these types of mutations and changes that cause disease? And that could we utilize the DNA for more discovery-based work in terms of other changes that may result in us adding to that 59 genes on the chip for disease susceptibility. So that's a separate thing. I mean, that's what we call an opt-in. So your sample, this is just for the patient right now.
What are the research potential? Because I watched the press release, and there was a lot said about the possibility for research in the future and really curing diseases or coming up with other things that we didn't know with such a large potential sample size.
Yeah, exactly. So the key to understanding a code of 3.2 billion letters is to really have as many samples, because we are so different, and understanding that. So when we can compare the genetics of more and more people, then we can get a better understanding for the frequency of different types of conditions and diseases, and also the frequency of certain changes that may result in the change in the metabolism of drugs. So the FASER study, the cancer study that I specifically said, is a specifically driven research study to understand, the better dosing of cancer patients with opioids, and secondly, also to understand what could be the cardiovascular secondary effects of prescribing those drugs to those patients in the long term. And obviously, as we, if you're consented into our research study, there are many other questions that our researchers will start to ask of the DNA samples as we accrue those samples.
But all that is opting in.
That's for the Sanford chip. Yeah, I mean, yes.
All right. So, and then the Sanford chip that's a free process for veterans. Make a phone call, make an appointment. If you see something that concerns you, now you see that there's a disease or something that makes you nervous, is that counseling part of this process? Do you need to go, what are those next steps once you sort of see your results?
Yeah. So the results will be shared with you through counseling. So nobody will be given results without any explanation as to what it means.
All right. Why veterans? Why make this partnership with VA? And why reach out to veterans first?
It came out of some conversations, as I say, with the fact, with our reputation growing, and then just conversations with the VA. We have a number of veterans that are obviously working within the Sanford system as well, that we have tremendous respect for. And through conversations with Mr. Sanford, there was, an affection for veterans. What can we do for veterans? And this is what we're doing for Sanford patients. Why don't we make this available for veterans? Because they're clearly deserving of this.
From your perspective, what we're seeing right now and the potential that lies ahead, talk about the future of sort of personalization of medicine. What do you, what excites you and inspires you about where we're at right now and where we're possibly going?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, some very, disabling diseases could ultimately be prevented. I mean, the best treatment for any disease is prevention. So if we were to know that you were going to develop a certain disease or a certain cancer, and we could use prophylactic treatment, so I actually put you on the drug regimen literally when we know the disease is about to appear, then that, we can maybe take what could be somewhat of an acute or fatal condition and turn it into a chronic condition. So I think ultimately that brings, that has two implications. Obviously for the patient, we could be saving lives and treating their condition. But if we can prevent disease, then we bring the cost of care down as well for everybody. And I think that's something that's lost in this type of preventative medicine approach sometimes.